place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Reading comic book show.
Thanks for tuning in. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show, as you know, and of course I'm the Surfer. And this is probably going to be a super short show unless I get calls on Skype, which would be adding me at SilverSurfer_forever. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. As the intro always says on rantemradio.com, you either listening live on the page in the chat room, tune in to Stitcher, or of course you could be listening later on the download on Podbeam or iTunes. So, moment you've all been waiting for. What is the total of Avengers Infinity War for this weekend? Well, so far the estimated total is Avengers, after 3 days in the box office, have made $250 million domestically. That would set the record for the all-time opening in box office history, if that holds. It's about $3 million. My equipment is going crappy. Sorry. It would give it $3 million more than Force Awakens. And then, of course, overseas, the foreign total for that is $380 million, bringing this worldwide total to $630 million worldwide. Now, where that rank all time? Let me see if I can find that number. Let's see. Opening weekend worldwide. Okay. That would make it the all-time opening weekend worldwide, too. Beating out Fate of the Furies, which was the previous holder, at $541.9 million. And then, let's see, before that, if I'm correct, yeah, it was Star Wars Force Awakens at $529 million. So, Avengers Infinity War is now the all-time opening domestic and worldwide. The question is, where will it go from there? Because it's going to have a few weeks in the box office to make some more money. It'll probably make another $100 million next weekend. And then, and maybe more than that. Plus, the amount it will make between Monday and Thursday. So it should hit $400 million in no time and probably be at $500 million by the end of the next weekend or close to it. But what happens once these other summer movies start to come out, like Deadpool in a couple of weeks and then Solo, and how would that affect its overall total then? Plus, will it reach Black Panther or not? That's a question everybody's going to be looking at, you know, because, of course, nobody saw Black Panther making the money it did, and it is third all time domestically. And so the question is, will Infinity War surpass that? Now, I did a show last night on Infinity War. It was a spoiler talk. It'll be posted soon if you didn't hear it live, so you can get my opinions on what I thought about the movie. But you only want to listen if you actually seen the movie, because it's a spoiler cast. Let's see. Stanley. Infinity War. Okay, Stanley. See, now you're losing all credibility. Okay. I see what you're writing in the chat room. I'm not even going to play around with you. You can go to hell. Straight to hell. You know, you're about to get on my last nerve. So, stop it. Anyway. What else is there to talk about, to be honest? I'm not getting no calls. Because there wasn't much news for me to keep track of this week. So, I'm just trying to get through at least 15 minutes of a show so I can say I did it. Like I said, unless you want to call in on Skype and actually talk to me for a minute or two, you know, if you saw the movie, you want to chat about it without spoiling it too much, I'm here for you. Now, what's the rest of the box of? I'm almost forgetting to go with the rest of it. So, Black Panther. This is in its 11th week. This is the fifth highest grossing movie this week with $4.3 million. So, that's up to $688 million domestic. Now, this is the first time that Marvel's had two movies in the top five on the box office. You will never see this again, most likely. It is very rare that a studio can have that many movies in the top five at the same time. I can't remember the last time it may have happened, to be honest. Maybe there was a couple of Paramount Pictures or something, and nobody realized that they were both Paramount Pictures or Universal or something. Sony, who knows? But to have the number one and number five movie, that's a big deal. Rampage came in fourth place at $7.1 million. After 3 weeks, is up to $77 million domestic. But, you know, Rampage made money overseas, too. So, its worldwide total is $344 million. So, that's nothing to sneeze at. Let's see, what else? Ready Player One's dropped down to ninth place after 5 weeks, $2.4 million to its $130 million domestic total. And its worldwide total, because it is doing good overseas too. It was, but nothing's going to do better at the moment with Avengers out, $545 million. And Avengers beat that in a weekend. So, let's see. Isles of Dog has dropped down to 11th place with a $1.4 million. It's a small indie stop motion film, so it's up to $27 million after 6 weeks. A Wrinkle in Time, sad movie. 14th at $656,000. It's not even broke $100 million. It's at $94 million domestic. And it never did any. Did nothing overseas. Overseas is only added in another $30 million, so it's at $125 million. So that's a flop for Disney. But you know, with the money they just made from Black Panther and Last Jedi and Infinity War, they could probably withstand the loss and not black bat an eye about it. But somebody might be in trouble over in Disney. Somebody got to get yelled at. Yeah, so I'm kind of amazed that Marvel has two movies in the top five. Let's see. Let me check the chat room again. See if Stanley's still causing trouble. Now, see, you put a thing that you didn't like Infinity War, but you need to call in and actually stand your ground. But no, you're just playing around, so. Anyway. Well, it looks like I'm not even going to make 15 minutes. Because the only real story is about Avengers, that, you know. Everything else that I've already talked about. Sorry, this is a short show, people. And I got even more bad news for you. I will not be on the air next weekend. So, you'll have to wait a couple weeks before you hear from me again. Because I have to go out of town. And life gets in the way of doing your job sometimes. Now, just to let y'all know, for any fans out there, the couple of days ago, the trailer for season 3 of Attack on Titan has dropped, and you can watch that. You can get that through my Facebook page, What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. I did post a link up there today, and I apologize for doing such a short show. So I'll tell you about the rest of the shows here on ENRadio.com. You tune in tomorrow for the Sports Reporter at 11:15. Tuesday night's a doubleheader of the Shining Wizards at 7, followed by the Rant at 9. Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks is at 5. No, I'm sorry. Rant Wrestling's at 5, followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9. I won't be back next week, but in 2 weeks I'll be back at 5 p.m. for the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. Hopefully I'll have more to talk about then. It'll be Mother's Day weekend, so you can wish me a happy Mother's Day, because I am the other kind of mother. And, there's nothing for us to say. Watch, as soon as I stop the show, someone will call in, and then I'll have to restart the show, but it doesn't look good, so. It's what happens sometimes, but I came on the air like I'm supposed to. So, see you in a couple weeks. Peace.